So here's the
Call the public works meeting to order, and let's start with the pledge.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag, United States of America,
to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible, liberty justice for all.
All right, thank you. The minutes of our last meeting.
Fred Potter, I move to approve.
Okay, is there a second?
Mullen, second.
All right. Yeah. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, Vince, landfill.
Okay, we have one item on the landfills. The Bath Volunteer Fire Department wants to use our double wide trailer up at the Bath landfill. It's across the street from the landfill. It came with a piece of land that we bought. We have no use for it. Our plan was to demolish it, but Bath wants to use it for training, and we'd like to get your approval for that.
Sure. What are they going to do? Burn it down?
That may happen. I think they want to do some enclosed room training, but they may want to burn it down in the end.
I think that's what the form I saw, that's what they're going to eventually do is
burn it.
Use it to do a training on a burn. So we put this through Andy for procurement purposes, just to make sure that we didn't need this property. So this property is being abandoned in this motion for the use of the Bath Fire Department to do training.
How did you say it was valueless?
It was what?
It had no value.
Valueless?
I didn't hear it.
Of little or no value?
Little or no value. We can't move it, so it's of no value to sell to anyone, and we don't want anyone living there.
Yeah, we had Andy take a look at the value on it through the insurance and the value when we took possession of it. So it went through Andy on the asset list to make sure it did not need to be procured for any reason. This what Bath is trying to do with it.
Okay.
Now, I assume we're retaining ownership of the land it sits on, correct?
We bought the land.
We're going to keep the land.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Okay.
Spotter.
Is there a second?
Mullen, second.
Okay. Any discussion? Any more discussion?
So this is just going to save us having to tear it down.
Right.
Pretty much, yes.
And it'll give the fire department some good opportunity to train, so get some benefit out of it.
I have a question. Who's going to clean up the debris and so forth after that, after it's burned?
We'll clean it up. We'll be right there with our loaders. We'll take it over to the landfill.
Okay.
Is there any other discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Okay, the next one in highways. In 2015, one of our trucks hit a DOT bridge, and we entered into agreements with DOT to pay for the damage by doing blacktop work for them and to build a box culvert for them in Penn Yan on one of their state routes. They want to close out these agreements. And they want to close out this agreement. They need to extend each of the agreements. There's two of them. One is the agreement CO35243. And they want us to extend that to March 24th, 2019. And then the other one is CO35468. And they want to extend that to August the 21st, 2019. If we extend it to those years, then the work that we did for them in that extended time will take care of the money we owe them. I'd like authorization to extend each of those agreements.
And that's working out well for us, Vince?
Pardon me?
You think that that's working out well for us to do it that way?
Yes, that was, we were able to pay back the damage by, a lot of it was the use of our, we charged them for the use of our equipment and people, and it actually ended up that they owe us $927 because we're always going back and forth doing things for each other. And this will close it out. They were good to us on this. It was a good deal for us. Best way we could handle it.
I'll second it. Potter.
All right. We have a motion and a second. The bridge we hit, is that the one down in Irwin?
Yes, at that intersection that you get off to go to Addison.
Yeah. I thought it was that bridge. Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, Vince.
Okay, we have some bids.
Bids.
And the first one, Ready Mix Concrete. This is for the concrete we buy in 2021. The price has gone up about $6 since last year. And I'd recommend awarding it to, on a line item basis, as shown in the dark colored. Do you want me to go through all of them, Bob? All the bids?
I guess we can, but what's the committee's feelings? The highlighted areas we would award, correct?
That's right.
What you're recommending.
I think it'd be good to go through them.
I think so.
Okay. No problem.
Okay, this B is the reinforcing steel bars. Two bidders. The price has gone up about 5 cents a pound since last year. This looks like a good bid. I'd recommend awarding it to Shimung.
As we go through here, if any committee member or anybody else has any questions on the bids, please feel free to question. Okay, Vince.
C, the Bath landfill timber. This is the timber at the landfill that we bid it in August of 2020. Received a bid for $13,600, rejected it, bid it again in October of 2020, didn't get any bids. And then we were going to wait until the spring, but then a couple of the loggers asked us about it, asked us if we would bid it again. So we have this bid from Custom Sawing, $18,265. We've checked on him. He's legitimate. He can do the job. The contract is for 225 maple and 100 ash trees. They have to remove all of them, even though the ash is not in very good shape. We estimated the worth of this wood as being between 17,800 and $25,000. The $25,000 would have been if the ash was good. The ash is not good. So I'd recommend awarding it to Custom Sawing for you, $18,265.
Okay. Do we want to do all these bids in one motion, or do you folks want to? We're down to three now, so I assume we're do them all as one group as a vote.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Okay. Yeah, it works for me.
Okay. Okay, Ben.
D is equipment rental. This is the one for rollers and the pothole machine. The first two are vibratory drum rollers. The price is just a little bit above last year. No, it's actually lower. Last year it was $3,300. This year it's $3,000 per month per roller. So I'd award it to George and Swede on that first one. And what? George and Swede again on the second.
What happened with Admar?
Pardon me?
Why didn't Admar meet bid spec? I see they're quite a bit lower on those.
We wanted them, apparently we wanted them to bid two rollers and they would only bid one. So that's why we didn't accept it.
Is it because they don't have two?
Right.
So would we be better off renting one roller from them at a cheaper rate and one from the other company?
Well, I was wondering about that too, now that you mentioned that.
It does say they got a 2016 and a 2019. There's one with 594 hours and one with 1185.
Yeah, number one and number two are different year rollers for Admar.
Okay, they did bid both rollers, but the pricing reflects only one unit.
Something about it means that it doesn't meet the bid specs. I don't know what. But it's got that asterisk next to it.
Yeah. Let's look at the first one. Admar, 1 7 months, 2,000 a month, 14,000. And then you go down to George and Swede, 1 7 months, 21,000. Let's hold on that one. I'll come back to you next. I don't know if I want to do that. They might not have these rollers.
Was it that the 14 would have been doubled to make 28? Because the other ones have the same exact price on both of them. And they all have the same exact price, I guess, but.
Well, Admar is 2,000 a month times 7 months is 14. And then for some reason hold on a second. Maybe I can see. Let me make a call.
The fifth column says quantity required, and for Admar and George and Swede, it's one. I mean, so their quantity required are the same, but they're at half the cost, which doesn't make sense.
Admar's is half the cost of George and Swede, are you saying?
Alta.
Well, half the cost of Alta. They're two thirds of George and Swede.
Hold on a second.
This is Andy. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
So if I recall, when speaking with Jerry Miller, these rollers were single roller, single drum rollers, not double drum rollers. So that's why they did not meet spec.
Okay.
Okay.
For the two Admar bids.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the last column that shows the rubber tired roller, they only bid one machine. They didn't bid two. So that's why the price was $4,100. But we wanted
the rubber for two rollers.
Oh.
Andy, on the rubber tired, what are you saying that they did as far as one roller?
They only provided pricing for one roller. That $4,100 represents one roller, not two.
Oh, okay.
It says two on the statute.
Yeah, but when they put the bid price in, they made an error and only bid one. So I talked to the vendor.
Okay, so that one is why Monroe Tractor has an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, that's just one roller.
Yeah.
Okay. We wanted two.
Yep.
So if we go back to the double drums, the low bidder is George and Swede. And the reason Admar is not accepted is because it was a single drum roller. Okay, so I'd recommend awarding to George and Swede for $3,000 and $3,000. Then we go down to the single drum pad foot roller. That price is a couple hundred dollars more a month. That price is good. So Admar for $2,500. Then the pothole machine. This one, Monroe Tractor, $7,850 a month. 5 months is $39,000. Recommend awarding it to them. And then the rubber tired rollers, two of them. So Alta, two bid. So it's 5 months at $5,600 for two rollers is $28,000. So I recommend awarding that to Alta. Then we have a Hyundai loader from Sourcewell. And Jen or Andy, would you explain again the Sourcewell? Andy, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Sourcewell
would you,
is one of the national cooperative companies that we deal with. That's a contract that was negotiated that's available to all, pretty much all the states in the United, you know, all 50 states. Pricing is as good or better than generally state contract because it's not negotiated for just New York State. We've used Sourcewell successfully a number of times in the past.
The price, the $185,563, looks like a good price. We had bought a similar loader in 2017 for $180,000.
This is Gary. I have a question.
Yes.
Sure, Gary.
On the bottom there, Vince, of the one we're looking at, why are we paying them $3,500 to inspect a new machine?
Why are we paying them $3,500 to do what?
Inspect their machine.
Inspect the new machine.
I don't see that.
Pre-delivery inspection down near the bottom.
Freight delivery.
Yep.
Pre-delivery inspection.
pre-delivery mm-hmm. inspection. Well, that's a bunch of bull.
I don't know, Gary.
That's their machine. Why are we paying them to inspect it?
Well, it's part of that Sourcewell contract. So I don't think it's something we can change. We could rebid. We could have something else bid the same type of item.
Well, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is weird.
I do.
I'm selling you a new machine, but I'm charging you to inspect it. Yeah.
It's almost like dealer prep when you buy a new vehicle.
Yeah, but I'm not paying $185,000 either.
Right.
All right, just a question. That's all.
I think the price is good, but I'll find out about that, Gary, and see if we could get it knocked off for some reason.
All right. Well, like I say, it was just a question I saw. So.
Okay.
So Vince, it's 35. Yeah, go ahead.
Fred.
I have a question on the rubber tired roller. The total cost for that would be $56,000 for the two rollers. And so the $28,000 is just for the one, right?
Okay.
That's on the previous question.
Yes.
They bid. Okay, so you got 5 months. $5,600 a month for two rollers. Okay, so the total cost would be
$28,000 for the two rollers.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. And I'll double check that, but that's what it looks like to me. We have some extensions, industrial mechanical services, 2018 bid was $91.85. This is an extension of the 2020 bid to Danforth for $91.49 per hour. I think that's good. That looks good to me to extend. The lubricants, we want to extend it for a year to BWE. Now, their total bid that we accepted for 2020 was $192,439.26. To extend it, they have requested that the prices, and there's an attachment that shows it, new prices be used. It's approximately 8 to 10% more than this bid. If you look, SAE 10W, the 2020 bid was $6.38 a gallon. They want $6.89 a gallon for 2021. And that's pretty much throughout the bid, a corresponding increase. I think that's a reasonable price increase, and I'd like to extend that with those new prices.
Did we have the ability to extend in our contract, in the old bid?
Pardon me?
Do we have the
ability to extend?
Do we have the ability to extend?
Yes. Yep. We have the ability to extend it. We talked with Andy about being able to extend it with a price increase, and we looked at the price increase compared to OGS prices, and the prices look good.
in all these contracts, Aaron, that have the extensions when they were bid out, you awarded them, I believe, all in 19, and they all had up to 4 years, I believe, of extension possibilities as long as committee approved.
So, and that's even at different prices, that's okay to do?
Yeah, sometimes, and I'm not sure about this one in particular, but sometimes they anticipate a price increase, like with the gas or diesel or things of these nature that fluctuate, a commodity that fluctuates. It's in there that they have to give us notice, usually like July 1st of the prior year, of there's going to be an increase. And then when the numbers come out, it's in a bunch of these bids. And I believe this is one of them.
And in some, you know, obviously they come back to you, and if staff or you have, you know, issues with the price increase, obviously there are other options to take. It doesn't sound like that's the case here, but, you know, there's a couple stop gaps for that.
Okay.
Potter here. That's common practice with state bids on fuels and so forth too.
Any more questions on the lubricants?
This is Andy, but Aaron, just an FYI, it was based on pricing increase from the manufacturer that they provided to us, and we had the ability to reject that if we so chose.
Okay, thanks.
So Andy, their supplier, BWE's supplier, provided the price increase information, and that's what the basis we used to extend it, right?
Correct. And, yeah. And they okay. were able to justify why the cost increase.
Okay. The next one is extend the fiber optic cable location services. This is about an $8,000 a year contract. About $1,500 of it is used by DPW. Various municipalities, other departments will want to locate fiber optic. So I'd like to extend it as shown, per ticket, project rate, hourly standby, and after hour emergency. And there's the mowing agreement. We can extend that one more year. This low Morgan's been the one that's been doing it for the last few years. He's done an excellent job, the best I've seen since I've been here. I would like to extend it using the 2020 price of $78.38. per centerline mile. That means each time they mow the road, the sides of the road, both sides, 1 mile, they get paid $78.38. We usually have them mow twice a year, and they're doing three of our quadrants. We're leaving one quadrant for our mower that we bought from Hornellsville, because when they did all four, it was pretty tough for them to get it all done by July, and I'd be getting a lot of calls. But I'd like to extend it to Morgan for $78.38 a mile. And we've outfitted our mower to be very almost identical to theirs so that we can do as good a job as they do.
That's a very reasonable rate to do a mile on each side.
Yeah. Yeah. They send the same young man to do it. I think he's the son of the owner, and he'll be out there Saturdays and Sundays just by himself. And he's very conscientious. He does a very good job.
Yeah, I've not received any complaints on his services.
Nor have I. And they get it done when they're supposed to.
Yeah.
He gets it done. Yep. Then the last one is an FYI. A new grader. We haven't bought a grader since 2001, and at that time it was $116,000. This one's $269,903 off of the OGS bid. It's the new type. The old type used to have a steering wheel and then the levers beside the steering wheel. Took a lot of skill to run that. Now the levers are just on the arm pads right at the end to steer the machine and handle the blade. And then you can put into the computer the angle of the blade. So we're buying it with the hydraulics for a snow plow on the front, but we're not going to buy the snow plow in this bid. I want to hold off towards the end of the year, see how our money is. But that's an FYI. And that's all the bids.
Okay. Is there any questions on any of the bids? If not, is there a motion to accept all the bids that we just went over?
Nolan, motion.
For a second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. If not,
go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't voted on this. Go ahead and vote.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's carried.
I thought you were closing the meeting, Bob. Can you give us an update on the engineer?
Yeah, we had two that met the minimum qualifications. The one that went to admin committee for the salary level. And then he called us and said, after a lot of thought, he decided to stay with DOT. Then there was a second that was met the minimum quals, and Steve Catherman and I brought him in again. And we met with him, and he wanted more money. And I said, well, if I go to the committee again for this high, are you going to take it? And he said, well, I don't know. I said, I have to have some kind of certainty before I go to them for more money. He said, well, I can't give it to you. And we talked about the job. I think he could do it. So we decided we'll advertise again. Now it's a tough time to get these engineers. We've talked to the consulting engineers. It's very difficult. I think part of it might be during this COVID, during the plague, people are a little hesitant to move. And then with this job in particular, they have to take a professional engineer's license exam to get that license. And now they're going to come here, and in order to get the job, they have to take another test. And that affects them. So we'll advertise again. Steve Catherman looked into more publications with engineering firms. We'll advertise in more publications. And then we have to give some thought, if there's no one there, to an RFP for this year to cover if the state inspects our bridges, and they'll come out and they'll give us what's called a flag, meaning the web on the beam is rusting and getting thinner. You got to put some splice plates in. Steve Catherman would design that splice plate attachment. He'll be gone. So if we don't get another engineer, then we'll do what a lot of other counties do, hire a consulting engineer through an RFP. Now, we're not building any new bridges this year. And I foresaw that because of the personnel situation and Steve not being here. We're going to do box culverts. We got a couple bridges we have to repair. But next year, if we don't have a PE, we have to look into an RFP for consulting engineer. But we'll take it a step at a time. We'll advertise again, see what we get.
Okay. Just to inform the committee, our chairman asked for a couple of goals. So I gave him, I'm not sure he's happy with them, but I gave him a couple. the two I gave him was to hire a deputy commissioner this year and hire a bridge engineer. Now, if the committee's got something else they want to throw on there or Vince, let me know. those are the two that I sent to our chairman for public works that we'd hire.
And at the time, we had a bridge engineer identified. I said, you can't count that as a goal. We've done it. And he's like, no, we actually haven't done it.
So that's what I've done. And I'll leave the bridge engineer in because we haven't got it done yet. And if you have any thoughts or anything, get a hold of me. I think our chairman, what do you want it by, the 15th of March, wasn't it, or something like that, Scott?
Yeah, I would say if you can wrap it, finalize yours at your March committee meeting, that would be good.
And we'll be sending you the thoughts of the goals for the departments from staff prior to your March meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I just wanted the committee to be aware. And if they got thoughts, give them to us. So, okay. You got anything else, Vince?
I did want to update you on the state funding. The DOT last year funded us 80% of what they normally do. And so that's what I budgeted this year, but just 80% of CHIP. So I put in the budget about $3.5 million. We got a report from the state's department of the budget that they're going to give us 3/4 of what they held back last year, which is 900,000, and that they're going to fund 95% of CHIPs, Pave New York, and Extreme Winter Recovery. So the net result is we have a possibility that they're going to pay us $6.7 million instead of the 3.5 I have in the budget. So we're proceeding with bids to keeping that in mind, not all of it, but some of it. And then we're waiting, though, before we make definite plans until we get something more definite from the state.
Yeah, it was. So I sat in on NYSAC's budget review last week. It was a virtual call. And it is actually surprisingly good news that they aren't going to withhold the 20 complete, but it's all subject to the federal funding coming through. So as long as the federal government steps up and our esteemed Senator Schumer make sure New York gets their share, then we'll get more than what they withheld.
Yeah.
In the bids that are going out for all this work, anticipating all have the language that appropriated, if the money is appropriated, so we can get out of all the bids.
Okay. Vince, did you say 6.7? That seems awfully high.
Well, if you take, Jack, the normal CHIPS, which is 4.4, and the normal Pave New York, which is 1 million, and the normal Extreme Winter Recovery, which is 600,000. So now you're like four or five, that's about $6 million. So then I took 95% of that, which they're talking about. And I said, okay, then 5.8 million they'll give us this year. Then they said they'd go back to last year, and that 20% they held give us 3/4 of that.
Okay. So you were talking about okay, I got it. You were bringing in 20 and 21 money. I got it.
Yeah, that's what they said. So that's what I'm using as a fantasy figure for what we could get. We could get 3.1 million more than I've got in the budget. and we're preparing for it, crushing enough gravel to be ready for it. But I've talked to Jen and Andy about the bids to make sure we're not doing anything improper there. So we're preparing for it. We'll be ready. And even if we got enough for all those bids, I'd still have about $1 million left. So we're getting ready for it in case it happens.
Well, it'll be able to have us catch up on some of our paving that we didn't do last year.
Yeah.
And just to put it on the table, just to think about, some of that can be used for equipment, correct, Vince? So we could offset local share for equipment, not, and that would be a decision of the legislature, obviously, but that is a possibility too, correct?
Yes. In the, when you talk about the goals, I mean, one of the top three of mine is we have to start looking at our highway shops. Eric Rose and I went through to check the structural soundness of them, and in one of them we went through, it was structurally sound, but there was so much that needed to be done. I started to do a list with Eric. He said, you need a new shop. We need new shops, but I would rather not use this money for CHIPS money for shops, but you could, but I don't want to do that. I want to use it for roads, and we could use it for equipment. And we are way down on the equipment. That, Jack, that might be an appropriate place to do this, because we didn't buy any snow plows. But let's see what we got, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. Sounds good. You got anything else, Vince?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Okay. If there's nothing else, is there a motion to adjourn?
Mullen, motion.
Otter, second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 We're adjourned. We'll see you next month.